So we've heard about how the Pennsylvania DEP ordered the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority to replace its lead service lines because water sampling indicated lead levels above the federal action limit in some homes. We've also learned that, at least in Pittsburgh, homeowners are responsible for replacing the portion of the service line from their sidewalk up to their house. But what about the pipes and faucets inside your home? Mark Brush, a reporter at Michigan Radio, wanted to know if his house had lead pipes, and he joins me now. So, Mark, to figure out if you had lead in your home plumbing, you started in the basement.
Yeah, it's just one of these questions that nagged at me for a long time, you know, in covering the Flint water crisis. We understood what happened there, and I wanted to find out what was going on in my home, because when we drink the water there, we drink it straight from the tap. So in order to figure that out, I called a local plumber and pipe fitters union here in Michigan, and they connected me with this guy named Randall Whitaker, and he trains plumbers for the local 190 here in Ann Arbor. And he came over to show me how to find out what kind of service line is coming into my house. And we found that down in the basement, low to the wall, there was a pipe coming out of the corner down there.
As you can see here, this is copper coming in. Where it looks the same, this is all copper, where it would be almost a rusty brown color.
Copper is good. That's not lead.
Yeah, he said if I had had a lead service line coming into the house there, when he scraped it with a screwdriver, the metal would have been soft and it would have turned real shiny. Aside from lead, you can also have plastic or galvanized steel coming into your house. If it's steel, a magnet would stick to it. If it's lead or copper, it just won't stick. And here's a little side note. It's possible that lead service line coming into your house is just partial. So there could be a section of that lead service line that is actually lead that you wouldn't know about. You might want to call your city and ask them if they know or if they can help you find out.
Okay, where else did the plumber say lead could be hiding out?
Well, I have an older house and the pipes are all copper in there. And he said that the solder that holds the joints together more than likely has lead in it.
You know, some of these joints, you can kind of do that scrape test as well. I don't know how well you can see it, but that joint has that matte dark gray finish. If you scrape it just a little bit, you see how it's got that bright silver color to it.
He said there's no way to know for sure just by looking at what that is. The solder, he thinks, is more than likely what they call 50-50 solder. So that's 50% lead and 50% tin. That was the kind of solder they used before 1986.
So your home plumbing could have lead in the service line and lead in the solder that connects the pipes. Where else could there be lead?
Well, a lot of faucets and valves in homes have brass in them. Brass is an alloy made mostly of copper and zinc. But when they made these faucets and valves before 2014, the brass also had some lead in it. Today, there's a new standard in place, and the faucets and valves that you get today have a lot less lead in them.
If you have a faucet in your house that was purchased and installed before 2014, should people replace it?
Well, you could if you're worried about it. The best way to find out what's going on in your house is just to test the water. That's the best way you can get a snapshot of what's going on inside your own home. Faucets are just easy to replace. They're not that cost prohibitive to replace. But replacing all your plumbing and your service line, that does get much more expensive. Several experts told us that you can just run your water for a few minutes before drinking or cooking. And then you can also buy a water filter that fits right onto your faucet. And when you do that, you want to look for filters that are certified to remove lead.
Well, thanks, Mark, and also thanks to your plumber.
You're welcome.
Mark Brush is with Michigan Radio, and you can find out more about lead in home plumbing at our website, alleghenyfront.org. I'm Carol Holzapfel. You're listening to The Allegheny Front.